This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News.
Nevada during the early voting period, according to a Clark County poll worker who told Laura Ingraham's audience on Fox News what she witnessed Tuesday night. The whistleblower, whose identity and voice were modified at her request, said that she noticed white envelopes being passed around and ripped open near a Biden-Harris van while on a walk during her lunch break. The envelope handlers then leaned against the side of the van in order to mark the papers, which she recognized as ballots. The worker has released a sworn affidavit to the Justice Department disclosing what she claims to have witnessed. She also claims voters were allowed to cast ballots without valid identification. Nevada denied any evidence of voter fraud, as Democrat Attorney General Aaron Ford referred to the Trump campaign's legal efforts as garbage. Tropical Storm Eta's course is now set for the Big Bend of Florida, just east of Ocala, late Thursday or early Friday morning. USA Radio News.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
The CDC is gearing America up as we head into the holiday season. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released updated recommendations for Thanksgiving as many Americans weigh how they should celebrate the family-focused holiday amid the coronavirus pandemic. The guidance saying virtual gatherings or enjoying the holiday with members of your own household are the safest options this year. In-person gatherings with individuals from other households, including college students returning home from campus, are riskier options. The new guidance also discouraging potluck-style gatherings and suggesting guests bring their own food to gatherings. Another key recommendation is to ensure proper ventilation and avoiding gathering in spaces with poor airflow. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine is on track to be approved for use as early as next month, and shots will likely be available for most Americans who want it by April 2021. USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger is among four Steelers added to the reserve COVID-19 list as high risk. They have had close contact with tight end Vance McDonald, whom tested positive. Head coach of the undefeated Steelers, Mike Tomlin, says protocols are put in place by the NFL.
As you guys are all aware, we've been dealing with COVID-19 significantly this week. We have a player who has tested positive for COVID. He will not be available this week. Obviously, he's resting at home and going through all the necessary things as it pertains to that. But we also had a number of players, I think four, that were acknowledged and released this morning who are also in the program because of contact. You know, those aren't decisions that are made by us. It's really cut and dry. It's all in the procedural policy of COVID established in New York by the NFL.
Other Steelers players that may be infected are Vince Williams, Jalen Samuels, and Gerald Hawkins. College basketball rankings are out. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has details.
For the first time in the school's history, Gonzaga sits atop college basketball's preseason top 25 poll. The Bulldogs start the season inside the top 10 for the third straight season and pulled in 28 first-place votes. Baylor is a close number two with 24 first-place votes. Villanova, Virginia, and Iowa round out the top five. Kansas comes in at six, and Wisconsin at seven, with Illinois, Duke, and Kentucky completing the top 10. The Big Ten leads all conferences with 7 entries in the season's first poll. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, as America still waits on some critical states counting votes and allegations back and forth, we got point, counterpoint. It's absolute craziness, but we kind of knew this would be the case. I mean, mail-in voting wasn't anything that gave us some sense of security. You know, the Democrats said, oh, it's all because of COVID, and we're going to ignore all the empirical evidence that mail-in voting would cause any problems, not to mention the fact that, you know, the Democrats were going to do everything they could. The very thing they accused Republicans of doing is the very thing that they've done. I mean, we've got a story where you've got a postal employee being pressured to recant his story. They come in, put all kinds of pressure. Now they put him on timeout without pay. I mean, the guy's a whistleblower. And they're teaching him and anybody else that would dare have the courage to speak up. They're teaching them a lesson here. And, you know, and it makes you wonder, again, if there was no credibility, if all this stuff was just a matter of consequence, no big whoop, why go to these extremes? Dr. Michael Busler is with us, public policy analyst, economics expert, professor of finance at Stockton University in New Jersey. Hey, Michael, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks for having me. As you know, it's always my pleasure to be here.
Well, it's always good to have you with us because you bring balance, not to mention an intellect to the conversation that is so needed, especially today when, people are losing their minds over this election that's going to, continue to drag out until, I guess it ends up in the Supreme Court where maybe they can divide the baby here, so to speak, because, Michael, I mean, the accusations, I just was hearing where, the White House, according to Kayleigh McEnany, is presenting, 234 pages of allegations of voter fraud. I mean, those things are hard to deny. And yet, the Democratic talking heads will say, well, there's no proof. Well, Blitzer says, well, show me the proof. Well, there's such a thing called due process, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And what President Trump is doing, virtually every candidate that has lost always challenges something. So there is a process to do that. The Electoral College is really where the final decision is made. I believe they're meeting on December 14th. So between now and then, we have time to determine what's been right and what's wrong. Look, the bottom line is all the American people want is the truth. That's all they want. What really happened? All the people that are eligible and legally qualified to cast votes should have every single opportunity to do that. And we should count every one of those votes. Anybody who is not legally able to cast a vote, we don't want to count those votes, and we don't want them to skew the election. What gets Trump supporters so upset is many supporters stayed up to the wee hours of the morning to see how the election was going. When they went to sleep, President Trump was behind in the tally, but looking at the states that needed to be counted yet, he had very comfortable leads. So most supporters went to bed thinking Trump was going to win this. They wake up the next morning and all kinds of things are happening. Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. he had over a 600,000 vote lead. And then somehow they find ballots and they allow ballots to come in after the deadline. And there's questions about if the proper ballots were counted. Anyway, you take a look at all that and suddenly Trump's losing in Pennsylvania. I think the probability of that happening, given the number of votes that were left to be counted and the lead he had, the probability is probably extremely low. And yet... Mm-hmm. In many of those areas in Pennsylvania, now some of them tend to be very heavily Democratic, we understand that, but in Philadelphia, I think Biden ended up with 82% of the vote and Trump only 18%. That is possible, but it just didn't seem likely based on what we saw right before we went to
exactly. So like Philadelphia all of a sudden became Washington, D.C. or something?
Exactly.
I mean, you know, the bias, and not to mention Erie. Dr. Paul Ken Gore was with us yesterday, Michael, and he's right there, and he goes, Erie is so Republican, it's ridiculous, and Biden wins Erie. He goes, how? That's not even feasible. So some of these things defy logic and reason.
Yeah, they certainly do, and we need to know really what happened. What is it that the American voters wanted? So we need accurate counts, and where it looks like there has been some fraudulent activity, that activity needs to be investigated, and any ballots that shouldn't be counted should be thrown out, and everyone that should be counted should be included. There is
Can they move fast enough, Michael? Can they move fast? That's the thing I'm concerned about. I mean, we watched yesterday the hearing, you know, Senate hearing on Andrew McCabe. And as Dinesh D'Souza said, hey, you just, you know, the con stick to the con. I mean, they never give the con up. And that there you are. You're going through all this theater just to upset people all the more to say, I mean, anybody that watched Andrew McCabe go, the guy's lying through his teeth. And, you know, and so here we are on public display for one particular party that their lust for power is so incredulous and so extreme that they defy reason. They throw it all out the door and they expect the rest of the people to buy into this stuff. I mean, you know, we don't even know, but it's estimated, Michael, at this point, you know, waiting for the empirical evidence. But see, this is what drives me nuts about the Democrats. They cause you to put tinfoil on your head. And all of a sudden we're wearing tinfoil hats, and we're the ones with the problem and going, wait a minute, we didn't present Barack Obama's birth certificate. Barack Obama presented his birth certificate, okay? And I'm only using that as an example of the deception and the lies that continue here. And so here it is. I mean, all of a sudden the bloodstream of all these ballots get infected with, you know, just a mark for the president. I mean, we're not talking, you know, maybe 10 or a dozen. I mean, there are conceivably hundreds of thousands of votes that they didn't even vote the down line. They just voted for the president.
Yeah, and something like that really is impossible to happen without somebody doing something that they shouldn't have done. You know, you brought up Andrew McCabe. I'm kind of upset at Bill Barr and the Justice Department because they've spent all this time looking into what happened in the 2016 election. Obviously, there were things wrong there and probably criminal activity. And Bill Barr said, well, look, I don't want to get anything out necessarily before the election to cause any undue influence. But on the other hand, you needed information about the Democrats and about anything Biden has done. You needed that information before the election so you could make a good choice. Look, the last week or two when the New York Post published the emails that they found, it surely looks like there's something not quite right in the way Joe Biden handled things when he was vice president. The mainstream media didn't even pick up the story. The three big networks didn't run anything about it, and they sort of provided cover for Biden, so it never got out to the public. So we need information like that before we can make logical and good decisions about who we should vote for president. I don't know why we didn't have the adequate information.
Well, here we are. A free and fair press is no longer in existence in America, sadly. Dr. Michael Buzler is with us, and we've got more from him after this. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Votes are still being counted. We still do not have a president, though we've got self-declaration, you know, from the Democrats and Joe Biden taking place. But this is new, being reported by Epoch Times. Trump wins Alaska over Biden projection. Interesting, okay? Kayleigh McEnany, as I mentioned earlier, announced 234 pages of affidavits alleging voter fraud. And I believe, Michael Busler, that's just in one state alone, right? I mean, that wasn't all across the board. This was just in, I believe, in Pennsylvania. This was in Michigan. In Michigan.
Yeah, Wayne County. Yeah, Wayne County, Michigan. She found all of that in just one county. So you go around the rest of Michigan and Pennsylvania and some other states, and you're likely to find a whole lot more of that. Whether that's enough to turn the election, it could be. If Trump wins the states that are in contention now, and he's not going to have enough electoral votes, but if it turns out that Michigan has some problems and they have to redo that, and it turns out that Trump won that state, that'll give him the presidency.
Right, exactly. Well, and this is the thing that where it's all come down to this, and of course, this really makes everybody nervous when we have projections that the media have declared, and the people have been set up, just as you said, when people went to bed, they had an outcome, a specific outcome in mind, kind of like deja vu Kennedy Nixon one more time, right?
Yeah. I kept thinking back for people that are a little older and look into the history. When Dewey ran against Truman in the 1940s, everybody went to bed. Dewey defeats Truman.
Yes.
Headlines. This morning there was something different than that. So right. It's like this happened.
Well, and now they're looking back into even Nixon Kennedy and thinking there was some cheating and fudging that went on there. But Richard Nixon gracefully just conceded. But there were some questions there. And this has been the general rule. The Democrats say they win. Republicans just, fold like a $2 chair. But Donald Trump is somebody different altogether and believes in, things being fair and truthful and integrity being brought to our government. And this is what's driving people nuts because they're being exposed for the lack of integrity, are they not?
Yeah, they are. You know what really hurts President Trump, and I've been a strong supporter of his policies from day one, but what really hurts him is he's not the most effective communicator. If he would say things a little differently than the way he says them, he'd be able to get some points across better. I listened the other day to some of Ronald Reagan's speeches, and he confronted some of the same problems that President Trump is confronting, the bringing on of socialism and a bigger role for government, and people wanted higher taxes. So he wanted to fight against all those things. He was very successful with his policies, and a lot of it was because he was such a great communicator. When he spoke very, very well. I mean, he comes from an acting background. He spoke very well. He was able to communicate his thoughts very well and get his points across. I think Ronald Reagan, and as much as I disagreed with virtually everything Barack Obama did, he was a very good communicator, too, and he was able to get the American public to go along with it because he communicated extremely well. If Donald Trump was able to do that, and I recognize, he's a New Yorker from Queens, and people there have a certain personality. They think everything is very good. They're very proud of what they do, and everything is the biggest and the best. And I understand all that. But when you become president, and Trump was never a politician. He was a business person, so we never learned what politicians learn. But once you become a politician, sometimes it's how you say things are just as important as what you're saying, and I think that ended up hurting him.
Well, humility goes a long way, no doubt, and I agree with you. I think even like this report about all these, this affidavit, that was presented, some of this information would be so overwhelming. You got to pick and choose and use those things that are so significant. What is that 20%, that 20 to 80% ratio that comes into play? What 20% can you focus on that's going to give you 80%? Of the benefit, and that takes some strategic know-how, and I agree with your assessment. I mean, you got charmed presidents, like Barack Obama. Bill Clinton was another as well. I mean, look what they could get away with just by charming people. It's just amazing. And of course, it helps when you've got the mainstream media, giving you cover. And boy, I'll tell you, as much cover as they gave Barack Obama, they have not given for this president, and they've not given given the American people a fair shake. I wanted to talk about, I mean, that's the other thing, too, that amazes me, you know, about taxes. I mean, you know, the amount of people, I mean, over, you know, 70 million people suddenly bought into a party platform that during the primaries, 70% of the people said, we don't want. I mean, that's what the polling evidence seemed to declare. Now we get to the general, and it even is more, you know, it is crazier. I mean, you got Biden saying, hell yeah, we're going to raise your taxes. You better believe it. We're going to take your guns. You better believe it. There's not going to be any fracking. I mean, it was right in their face. And still, over 70 million people said, oh yeah, we want higher taxes and we want to be involved with a government that smacks of corruption, on the heels of all this stuff, even though the mainstream media didn't want to say anything about Hunter Biden, about China and all this other collusion stuff and Ukraine all over again and everything. I mean, we're so brain bruised over all this stuff, but still, you're going to tell me over 70 million people are going to go, oh yeah, we're for higher taxes. That makes sense to us.
You know, Bill, I think a lot of people that, as I said before, that voted for Biden were really voting against Trump. I've talked to some of my colleagues, very intelligent people, who generally don't favor what Biden wanted to do. But again, they felt that Trump was such a bad person, that Trump is dividing this country and all this rioting we see and all this hatred and division is all Trump's fault. And the media has convinced them of that. And they said, look, I don't care what Biden's saying. We just have to get rid of Trump. So now they have Biden. If he ends up winning, he's talking about coming up with some executive orders literally his first day, and then he'll start implementing this policy of raising taxes, giving people more free stuff, and that's going to tend to stagnate the economy. I saw this morning there was some calculations made. If Biden puts through all these tax increases that he's talking about, what would be the tax rate in certain states?
Yeah, I saw that too.
California was 62%.
Exactly, 62.64%. Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, and there were four or five states that were fairly close to that 60%. I think New Jersey, where I live, was one of them.
You were at 60. You're about the lowest on the 60. Hawaii was 60.34. Oregon 59.24. That'll get them burning stuff down again. And Illinois at 50. I was surprised Illinois was so low, frankly, 54.29%.
Yeah, and he keeps saying that the wealthy have to pay their fair share. Now, he's never defined what fair share means, but taking more than half of somebody's income is certainly not a fair share. The other thing is, if you think you're helping people, you're really going to stagnate the economy. Why is that? We have a capital-intensive economy. That means we need capital to have the economy grow. There are two basic inputs in the economy, capital and labor. We have enough labor as unemployed people. We need capital. Every time you raise taxes on the highest income earners, it reduces the amount of money they have to invest, reduces capital formation. And when you don't have capital and you're pumping up demand because you're giving middle class more income to spend, you pump up demand, and if business can't meet the increased demand by increasing output because they can't get capital, if you can't increase output and demand's greater than supply, prices go up.
Exactly.
So you end up with a situation that we had back in the late 70s, stagflation. Stagnant economy with high inflation. Reagan fixed that by reducing tax rates for everybody, including the higher classes.
And Michael, you end up with Barack Obama's recovery plan all over again. All this going on at the same time that we're trying to get out of COVID.
Exactly.
This just doesn't make sense. I mean, and of course, the wealthy people, they'll figure out how to get around this. They always do. It's just going to kill the middle class. I mean, they killed the middle class before, and they can do it again. It's just like that. Dr. Michael Busser.
Who needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%? You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right. Zero, zip, zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates, so refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Voter fraud was allegedly committed in Nevada during the early voting period, according to a Clark County poll worker who told Laura Ingraham's audience on Fox News what she witnessed Tuesday night. The whistleblower, whose identity and voice were modified at her request, said that she noticed white envelopes being passed around and ripped open near a Biden-Harris van while on a walk during her lunch break. The envelope handlers then leaned against the side of the van in order to mark the papers, which she recognized as ballots. The worker has released a sworn affidavit to the Justice Department disclosing what she claims to have witnessed. She also claims voters were allowed to cast ballots without valid identification. Nevada denied any evidence of voter fraud, as Democrat Attorney General Aaron Ford referred to the Trump campaign's legal efforts as garbage. Tropical Storm Eta's course is now set for the Big Bend of Florida, just east of Ocala, late Thursday or early Friday morning. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Well, let me give you an idea of what's going on in our world today regarding voting improprieties, okay? You've got a Pennsylvania mail carrier reportedly recants allegations on ballot tampering, and you go, okay, why did he recant? He was put on under all kinds of pressure, timeout. You got to imagine the peer pressure. They know his name. They get an official out there, and he even tells him in the interview, he goes, we're putting pressure on you to scare you. You know, because sometimes the brain needs to be scared to realize, you know, to make sure that they've got a clear understanding of what it is they're reporting. I mean, this guy's a whistleblower, right? And we already know about whistleblowers, how they continue to have their jobs protected and taken care of. But if you're, you know, supporting, if you're whistleblowing and supporting a conservative viewpoint, well, heaven help you. You're put on timeout. You're out of work. You're still on the payroll, so to speak, but you're not being paid. And they come out with a statement, you know, and everybody end zone dances on this whole thing, that supposedly he recants. And he comes back later to Project Veritas. And James O'Keefe goes, I didn't recant. I mean, I still stand by my story. This is what they did, that they that my boss asked me to take some ballots and to change the date, the receipt date. This is an absolute mess. Bill Pascoe joins us now, and Bill is a Tea Party Patriot Citizen Fund political director and TPP's man in Washington. Bill, how are we doing?
I'm doing okay, Bill. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm trying to stay calm, and I understand. I mean, you got the spectrum of emotions across this country right now, where people going, "Wait a minute, we got worked." I mean, this all defies logic and reason. Are the people really interested? The people of the powers to be, are they really interested in the truth? And or are they just they're working to a definitive conclusion, one that they determined, well, actually determined it 4 years ago, and it didn't work, and so then they wanted to make sure that this time they got it right, that they did get the outcome that they expected, and they want us to believe that a guy like Joe Biden, who spent most of his time in a bunker, could get more votes than Barack Obama, iconic black president, where people came out and there was such incredible enthusiasm. But Joe Biden, his campaign and everything that he had to offer the people was so enthralling, and more so than hope and change, that he would get more votes than Barack Obama.
Well, that's exactly the way I think of Joe Biden. He's the most energetic, energizing, exciting candidate we've ever seen. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. No, I'm reading the wrong script. No, it's hard to imagine. It's hard to imagine. Now, as to, is it possible that he got more votes than Barack Obama? Yeah, it's possible, but that's just because the country grows. The country is larger in 2020 in terms of population than it was in 2008, 12 years ago. So is it possible? Sure, it's possible. Is it likely? That's a different question.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm curious about just some of these voting irregularities that we've seen. And we call them irregularities because that's what they are. We don't know that there's anything nefarious going on, but they're curious, like stopping the vote counting at 10:30 on election night, which happened not just in Fulton County, Atlanta, where the vote must be. I haven't looked at it to verify this, but I guarantee you the vote in Fulton County is 95% for Biden.
Mm-hmm.
So they stopped the vote counting in Fulton County at 10:30, and they said, okay, that's it. We got a problem. We got a busted water main. So everybody go home. And then 5 minutes later, they said, hey, Democrats, come back. Actually, it's not really a busted water main. That was at 6:30 this morning. We took care of that. But now we got the Republicans to go home. Let's start counting votes again. So they keep counting votes for another couple hours without the Republicans present. Same thing happened in Wisconsin. Same thing happened in Michigan. Interestingly, or maybe not interestingly, it didn't happen in Utah. It didn't happen in Oklahoma. It didn't happen in Idaho. It didn't happen in New York or California, for that matter. It only seemed to happen in these crucial battleground states that were going to be as close could be. And remember, let's take a step back and look at the 30,000-foot point of view.
Mm.
What's the big takeaway from this election? The big takeaway is that big tech and big media got it wrong. They told us for the last 3 months that this was going to be a Joe Biden blowout. They
right.
told us that Biden was going to win by anywhere from 8 to 14 points. You remember the Washington Post and ABC News, two of the more venerated news organizations in this country, actually published a poll 3 days before the election saying that Wisconsin was going to go to Biden 57 to 40. Now, that's just absurd. The good news was that was so absurd that I think everybody looked at that and said, you know, that's just not believable. That poll is not believable. The problem was that a lot of people were believing the polls that said that it was going to be an 8, 9, 10, 12-point victory for Biden. I've got some friends on the right who suggest that this was part of a deliberate plan to depress the Republican vote.
Of course. Of course it was.
You're not as likely to go vote if you're convinced your guy is going to lose. Then
exactly.
The only reason to go vote is because you're really a true blue fan, and he may lose, but dadgummit, I'm going to cast my vote for him so he knows that he's got a loyal supporter here. Well, how many people do we think didn't go vote for Trump because they were told, don't bother, it's
yeah.
over?
Well, the other thing, too, Bill, that's not being considered here, and you're kind of touching on it in a way. I've been in marketing most of my life, and we know word of mouth is a huge promoter of things and people. And for a long time, for 4 years, the mainstream media, the big tech giants, and other underlying shadowy narratives had really canceled people to such a degree that people weren't going to talk to their neighbor and say, hey, I'm voting for Trump, and here's why. I mean, it's like, hey, I may vote for Trump, but I'm not going to say anything. I mean, this is what was so surprising when we saw, you know, parades all over the country and in areas, even in California, that you didn't expect. I mean, come on, give me a break. There's a 96-mile car parade. 96 miles, Bill Pasco, in Arizona for Donald
Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
It's difficult. Remember, I think we talked about this a couple months ago. There's a different question. So when we talk about polls, we're always talking about what in the business we call the ballot test question. And that's where the pollster says, if the election were held tomorrow, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? Okay? Mm. That's a question we're all very familiar with. But there's another question that turns out to be much more predictive. Particularly in this instance where you have what we have come to call the shy Trump voter. You're right. There are an awful lot of people that they have watched what happens to people who are open supporters of Trump, and they say, man, I don't want that to happen to me. I need my job. I can't afford to have my house egged or painted, or right. I can't have the police show up at my house because I get doxxed by the left. So I'm not going to tell anybody. So there's a much more predictive question, and that is, it's not how are you planning to vote?
Mm.
The question is, regardless of who you plan to vote for, who do you think is going to win?
Yes.
Because now the voter is asking, he's asking himself, it's not just about my vote, it's about my neighbor's vote, my colleague's vote, my coworker's vote. And it turns out that this is actually a much better predictor of who will actually win. There were some political science studies that were published over the summer where political scientists went back over 40 years, and they looked at all the public polling in all the presidential races, and they determined that there were 77 occasions. I remember the number. There were 77 occasions where the final pre-election ballot test question and the pre-election prediction question did not match,
mm-hmm.
where voters said, I'm voting for A, but I think B is going to win.
Right.
And of those 77 times when there wasn't a match, the predictive question correctly predicted the winner in 60 of those 77 occasions.
Mm.
So better than 3-1,
right.
you should have put your money on that question to figure
exactly.
out who's going to win. Guess what? All summer long, we were seeing this question. They were telling us, even though Trump was trailing Biden in the ballot test question, he was leading in the who do you think is going to win question. And guess what? They stopped asking the question. The pollsters stopped asking
the question.
Of course. They didn't want people to know that even though they were planning to vote for Biden, they thought Trump was going to win, nevertheless.
Well, even the big question.
I found that fascinating.
You had 56% of the people a week before come out and say, look, I'm better off today than I was 4 years ago. This is in the midst of COVID. You got 56% of the people. Boy, the mainstream media and everybody did everything they could to tamp that down, right?
You're right. You know what? We haven't even had a chance to talk about the filibuster, which is on the line.
I know, but we're out of time, so we'll do it and save it for another day, hopefully soon. Bill Pascoe,
thank you,
Bill.
This is sponsored by Abbott. November is American Diabetes Month, and this year has posed unique challenges for the more than 30 million Americans living with the condition. Good nutrition is more important than ever, not only for blood sugar management, but also for immune support. However, if you're living with diabetes, you know it's not always easy to make good food choices and plan appropriate meals. That's where Abbott's Lucerna shakes can help. These meal or snack replacement shakes have Carb Steady, blends of low glycemic carbohydrates to help minimize blood sugar spikes, as well as protein to help manage hunger. And with vitamins A, D, antioxidants, and zinc, the shakes also contain nutrients to support immune health. Talk to your doctor about how you can incorporate Glucerna into your diabetes meal plan, whether it's as a convenient breakfast replacement or a protein-packed snack. It's available at all major retailers, including Amazon. And you can visit Glucerna.com for more info.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Shoppers, no need to wait to score amazing deals this year. Amazon has holiday deals earlier than ever, so the Black Friday discounts are already here. Amazon's Holiday Dash Deals event is serving up holiday cheer and early savings this year to give customers even more time to shop and save. You'll find daily deals and discounts from some of the hottest brands and small businesses, making it easy to find something for everyone on your list for less. Elizabeth Gordon, Amazon, says,
this year, more than ever, we're all looking for ways to stress less. That's why Amazon is focused on providing our customers with incredible savings and gift ideas this entire season, plus fast, free, and convenient delivery options so they can beat the holiday hustle and enjoy more time with loved ones.
Don't wait until the last minute this year. Take advantage of early savings and shop for everyone on your list. Head to Amazon.com/holiday-or shop from anywhere with the Amazon app.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. Happy Veterans Day to all our vets. From pancakes to steaks. It is amazing how America is thanking its military, its veterans, current active duty as well. Again, we celebrate veterans, and we're thankful. We're thankful to our veterans for preserving the freedoms that we have. But look at, the ball is in our court, and right now a key element to our freedoms is a free and fair election, and this is what stands in the balance. Rick Manning joins us now. Rick, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing terrific. I have faith that the truth will find its way to the top. It always comes out, but there needs to be this sense of urgency because there's a lot of blocking and tackling and interference that's coming by way of the mainstream media, social media, and these antithetical forces. They really just don't want it. They got the expected income that they outcome that they engineered. And they don't want you tampering with anything. We got a little crack in the armor here with Alaska, which was originally projected for Joe Biden. It's now been put in the Donald Trump category. I mean that in and of itself is quite historic, because how often, especially this far down the road, do you have a vote being changed like this?
Well, it doesn't happen often, but you know what we know about what this election is that a lot of late votes come in, and in some places you can count them, in some places you can't. I'm actually much more encouraged by North Carolina. North Carolina was one of the three states that Donald Trump needed to win and needs to win, and the others are Georgia and either Pennsylvania or a combination of Wisconsin and Michigan.
Yes.
So that's how you have to get there in terms of having the number of absentee votes. Then you have to get either Arizona or Nevada. So there's a pattern that you have to go through. But the first domino that had to fall was North Carolina, because they didn't count the votes until 8 days after the election. And so you had all those votes sitting out there. You didn't know how they were going to go. Two things happened there. Number one, Tom Tillis won, which means that Democrats need to win both seats in the Senate in order
to
have a majority in Georgia, correct,
right,
in the runoff on January 5. And secondly, President Trump has took one of the steps, the four steps he needs to take to win this election.
And it's a, and so not having to challenge it to get there is a bonus.
Right.
The, you know, where I keep my eyes on right now are two states, Arizona and Georgia. Talk about slow walking in Maricopa County, which is Arizona. Mm-hmm. They've got a Soros elected, essentially the local, voter registrar. It was elected under with Soros dollars. Mm-hmm. And yesterday they counted a grand total of 7,000 votes. Right. 7,000 votes, you know, all day long, 7,000 votes. It's a, and so they're deliberately dragging out the process because they know it's going to be very, very close,
right,
one way or the other. And the shorter period of time you have for challenges and access to the ballots, the shorter part of time you have to find the fraud.
Exactly.
And so the Maricopa guy is just literally sitting on his hands, not counting ballots, mm-hmm, and to try to slow walk it past the deadlines.
Exactly. And I thought it was quite interesting, too. There's a breakdown in terms of the dollars. As you may know, the Zuckerbergs had distributed something like $350 million in these key states, Georgia being one of them. And interesting, again, to come up with a predictive outcome. And they basically bought up these election officials, did they not?
Well, you know, I know that in a lot of these officials are elected, and as a result, they are they may be supported by one side or the other, and they're typically, and let's face it, we pay attention to governor. We may pay attention to our state senator and state house delegate or representative, but you may even pay attention to your congressman. But you know who nobody pays attention to? The state auditor, the person is the secretary of state, the local voter, county voter registrar. Those are positions that get elected that most people just kind of sleep on and don't pay much attention to. So a little bit of dollars, you know, and by my standards, a lot of dollars, but, you know, a couple $100,000 in those races, mm-hmm, to run against somebody who's running with 2 cents and a shoestring,
right,
is help, you know, basically wins with very little turnout. Mm-hmm. And so that's where George Soros has spent his money in the last couple of years. He spent it on Secretary of State's campaigns. He spent it on local registrars. And the reason for that is the old saying from the Stalin regime that it's not who votes, but who counts the votes.
Exactly.
And George Soros knows that, and that's what he's been exploiting.
Well, Rick, the people are, I mean, we're on pins and needles here, you know, waiting for an outcome, the sense of fair outcome. I mean, how does, let's just say Joe Biden is confirmed, all right? I mean, he's already made the announcement. He's there. He's picking his team. He's announcing who's going to be in his cabinet, all this good stuff. And let's just say that he goes in. And you know, he has his own inauguration. Now he's president of the United States. And you got 70 plus million people that feel like you're illegitimate. I mean, forget about Russians. I mean, forget about anything else. Of course, he's not going to have any kind of pressure like Donald Trump had in 2016 and beyond. But he's definitely going to have half the country, which he said his whole aspiration is to unify the government. I mean, unify the people. How's that going to happen?
Well, he said he wanted to unify the people, and then next breath he said, and the Department of Justice will have to determine if Donald Trump gets prosecuted. And, you know, that's a heck of a unity speech.
Right.
Why
is he going to get prosecuted, Rick?
Well, the left has made up all these crimes, okay?
Yeah.
They spent 4 years making up crimes. They've got a whole coterie of people out there who watch nothing but the mainstream media, the establishment media, telling them all this negative stuff. And there was nothing that frustrated them more than when Mueller came out and said, there's nothing here.
Yes.
He didn't do anything wrong, and we tried to entrap him for 3 years, and he didn't do anything wrong during the entrapment attempt.
Right.
And so, and then they tried to...
Yeah, we spent $40 million plus of the people's money to arrive to this conclusion that you're rejecting, right?
On something, on something that they knew going in, before Mueller ever even opened the investigation, they knew was false. They knew the investigation, knew the allegation was false, and the entire Mueller investigation was nothing more than an attempt to entrap Donald Trump in covering up and doing something that was a cover-up. That was their entire intent. That's what they spent that money on, not because they did anything wrong, but because they want to find some way they'd done something wrong afterwards in terms of trying to cover it up.
Then we the same thing like the Michael Flynn deal. That's basically the same thing on a technicality, right?
Yeah. And that's what's happening with Michael Flynn. They're basically trying to run out the clock in this administration. That's what Judge Emmett Sullivan is doing, and trying to make it so you flip the Department of Justice so they re-prosecute Flynn. Now, Donald Trump's going to give him a blanket pardon if we get to that point. But the problem with that is Michael Flynn's life is inalterably changed based on this 3 or 4 years. And if he's not completely exonerated, as he should be, then his life continues to be inalterably changed in the future. So so there's absolutely no justice here in terms of what they're doing. And now they want to put the Department of Justice, the same people who couldn't find records of the deep state attempt to take down Donald Trump for 4 years.
Right.
Now I want to put those same bozos below the attorney general level in charge of prosecuting Donald Trump. Give me a break.
Right. Well, let's bring Andy McKay back. He was so inspiring yesterday in the Senate hearing. I mean, what a joke.
Yeah, well, you know, he didn't really... He was just a dupe. You know, you need to understand. There might have been some mistakes made, but we really just have to understand that it was a tumultuous time.
Yeah.
I mean,
the number two man in the FBI, and the point person,
because Stroke and Page were constantly referring to him in all their text messages, and everything was being run through him.
Yes.
You can say James Comey was nothing more than a dupe and believe that.
Right.
But Andy McKay was running the operation. Andy McKay's wife got $700,000 to run for Senate down in Virginia and didn't spend it, and so she kept the money. There was things happened with Andy McKay. He was the point person at the FBI, and for him to sit there and try to play like, I really didn't understand, and you know, me, I was in over my head, is absolutely absurd. And anybody who believes it or lets him get away with it is basically criminally negligent themselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick Manning is with us. Rick, you wrote a piece that said the consent of the governed is at stake. I mean, we the people. I mean, you know, people really have to understand. I mean, Donald Trump said when on his inauguration speech, he was turning the government back to in the hands of where it belonged, and that was the hands of we the people. And here it is right now. I mean, it is in the hands of we the people. Are we going to accept this false narrative with, you know, brought to you by big tech and the mainstream media and the Democratic Party? Or is we the people, you know, going to take a stand for the truth because we can handle the truth and we need to deal with this because, you know, of all the corruption that has been going on, which is absolutely driving everybody, this is why this full court press against Donald Trump, they don't want to be exposed. I mean, they'll continue to lie. They'll feel a little bit uncomfortable, kind of squirm in the chair a little bit like Andrew McCabe did yesterday. But, you know, after it's all said and done, we go through all this theater and nothing really happens unless we, the people, finally put a stake in the ground and say no more. This is it. The line is in the sand. We will not go any further. We're going to get down to this and figure out who got elected president, and we're also going to clean up the corruption clearly that resides in the FBI. I'm sorry, that's just the way it is.
Amen.
Well, you know, you're the one that wrote it, so we got 25 seconds.
Sure. Here's the thing. Our entire country is based upon the consent of the governed. The legitimacy of our government and the Declaration of Independence is defined as based on the consent of the governed. If that means your vote, if your vote doesn't count, if fraud overcomes your vote, then what you effectively have is the consent of the government has been broken, and our government becomes illegitimate.
There it is. Rick Manning, perfectly said. Thank you, sir. Have a great day. Appreciate it.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacked?